27 votes in the affirmative, 19 in the negative. Senate Bill 1302, having received a constitutional majority, is declared passed.
With that, the Senate completed much of its work of the special session, approving a tax package that includes an income tax increase on individuals earning above $100,000 a year, households above $150,000. Seven Democrats joined the Senate's 12 Republicans in voting against the bill, including Ocean City Democrat Jim Mathias. He says the tax increase is hurt, in spite of his district receiving millions in state aid.
With a heavy heart, I'm going to vote red, because with all due respect, as much as you've helped us, I'm being told every day how difficult it is for us to recover.
Harford County Republican Barry Glassman says increasing these income tax rate hurts more than just the rich.
At $100,000, $150,000 in Maryland, most working families will tell you that's not rich. Folks, that's not rich. Two teachers make over $100,000. That's not rich.
But Baltimore City Democrat Bill Ferguson noted the tax increases prevent cuts in public school funding, especially in Baltimore City.
This is about our communities. It's about our neighbors. It's about the people that we live with every single day. Nobody likes to raise taxes, but if we can improve these students, these innocent children's lives, then it's worth it.
The bill also includes an increase in taxes on cigars and smokeless tobacco, as well as closes a loophole that allows small business owners to avoid paying taxes by moving their income into a trust. Montgomery County Democrat Richard Madalino isn't sure how much money closing that loophole will bring to the state.
I think we've sent a fair and balanced plan that asks a little more than 10% of the taxpayers of Maryland to pay a little bit more.
The bill is due to go to the House of Delegates, where it's expected to get some opposition from Montgomery County Democrats, who say the income tax increase is unfair to their constituents in the wealthiest county in the state. They want a sales tax increase. The full House is due to take its final vote tomorrow, wrapping up the special session in just 3 days. In Annapolis, Robert Lang, WBAL and WBAL.com.